Billy wasn't much taller than a fire hydrant. Dogs pissed on his jeans. He wasn't much smaller than a mountain. At least I know what that means. His heart was born, the blood on the saddle, and his face was happy red, like he'd just eaten a sunset, like W.O. Mitchell said. And he brought folks down to honesty, like only kids can do. He was born of that beat-up bravery that only Billy knew. Growing up in darkened hallways, and being born without a key, afraid to knock on his own front door, say, "Daddy, open up, it's me." His old man was frying whiskey in the saucepan of his pain, still cursing his wife and his own sad life. She'd been gone since 69. Old Frank never did like Billy, blamed him for the shape he was in. That's why we called Billy the orphan, the orphan Billy McClin. Billy learned to live out on the streets, called the old newsboys by name. They'd let him read the funny papers while they huddled in the rain. And he helped the ladies with their groceries, and over in the laundromat, show them how to fold their own bed sheets and save their nickels for a hat. A hat he saw in the Marshall Wells store, which eventually he bought. And he walked the streets of Moose Jaw like a miniature Randolph Scott. And old Frank would leather Billy's back for being caught out in public like that. Locked him in his room a week, threw away his cowboy hat. Folks knew about Billy's situation, invented errands for him to do, making out like it was every day. But I think Billy knew they were just trying to buy up shares in that precious bucktooth grin, treating him like he was their own, the orphan Billy McClin. Frank finally kicked the bucket, had a stroke down at the mill. Billy got a job with the CPR and shortened his name to Bill. Got a dingy little housekeeping room above the National Cafe, and worked graveyards as a watchman and slept through most of the day. But he lived like that for 7 years. You rarely saw his face. Streets had lost a spirit then that nobody could replace. Folks kept saying, "Hey, where's Billy? Where'd that sweet boy go? Maybe he's got himself a lady friend. He's been wanting one, you know." Some said he'd gone to Outlook. Ain't that where the kid was born? Someone thought they saw him hitching east. It was him, I could have sworn. So it all came down to hearsay, and the rumors all wore thin. Seems nobody knew the whereabouts of the orphan Billy McClin. that summer burn the crops out, and the rest died with the frost. Somebody's kid got their law degree, and somebody's cat got lost. And the newsboys drank at the Cecil, talked over their defeats. And the ladies down at the laundromat learned to fold their own bed sheets. They hired another night watchman, anybody they could get. And the National Cafe advertised a housekeeping room to let. It was 3 days before Christmas, 45 below. They found Billy near his old man's grave, frozen in the snow, wearing nothing but a work shirt, holding stiff to a baseball bat. And on the ground beside his blonde-haired head was a beat-up cowboy hat. Old Frank never did like Billy, blamed him for the shape he was in. Daddy, open up, it's me out here, the orphan, Billy McClintock.